and we're joined in the studio now by one of our very favorite musicians, Gordon Thorne. Hey, Gordon.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good.
The blues man.
How are you dealing with winter? Playing a lot of music?
I'm doing a lot of woodshedding because we're not working much.
Oh.
So I'm driving my wife crazy.
What's
learning all kinds of new stuff.
Really? What's woodshedding? You mean putting up wood?
No. Woodshedding is like practicing.
Oh.
Yeah. That's like
I
a
never
jazz
heard
term.
That. Did
that's,
you know
that's
that?
Like a hipster term
oh,
for
well,
practice.
That would explain why I didn't know yeah. it. Okay.
Is that like going out into the woodshed to practice? Is
well,
that
you
it?
Know, it just kind of means you just, yeah, you're out in the woodshed. You're woodshedding.
It's, yeah, it's not necessarily productive time in terms of putting up wood or anything.
No,
like
no,
that.
It has nothing yeah. to do with cutting any wood.
No, apparently, it's like coffee housing.
Well, I don't know about that. Woodshedding's hard work. For us well, musicians, it's hard work.
Is it kind of endless for you as a musician? I mean, you just always
I spend a lot of time
stuff.
In the shed.
That's yes. nice. That's really nice to have that.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in the old woodshed. No, I'm a devout practicer.
We just talked to a life coach, and I don't think you need life coaching
oh, yeah,
as
yeah.
long as you get... Nah, nah.
Depends on who you talk to.
But you seem happy with your work.
Oh, yeah.
That's the main thing.
Especially when you're not working. It sounds like he's not working.
Oh, no. I like, we worked all week this week because we have been working so... I mean, we've lost so much.
Oh, yeah.
We're outside. We don't have any inside work right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been so cold that this week we just finally said, enough is enough. We're going out and we're
no
just
going
to freeze.
We should mention for folks who don't know that Gordon is a carpenter in his other life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The weather has been
this
challenging.
This is called the starvation box. The tool belt is what puts the food on the table.
Well, we're learning terms here. Starvation box and woodshedding.
Right.
You always learn something on the Roadhouse. Well, Gordon, I think... If you don't mind, let's have a song right away, and then we'll talk to you about what you've been up to as far as moon dance and stuff.
All right. Okay,
is that cool?
See. Yeah. Yeah. Let me think about what to play.
Yeah.
I'll do a little instrumental. I made this thing up over the last year or two. It always gets, I'm always working on throwing new stuff into it. It's called From Texas to Tennessee. It's got a bunch of Texas blues licks in it and some Memphis style stuff.
All right, Gordon Thorne. Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Oh, man.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Does that have a name?
I call it From Texas to Tennessee.
Texas to Tennessee. It was pretty relaxing. I mean, it was just sweet.
Thank you.
Smiling the whole time I was.
I don't know if you guys have had this thought, but I love instrumentals because it leaves your brain free to pull up images without getting in the way.
I love instruments.
So I was picturing a country lane that doesn't look like around here, but more through a meadow and a hardwood forest and a two-track road walking down that.
You know, for me, it was more just totally into the music, not using my mind at all, you know, just letting it relax.
That's good.
That was very sweet.
Martha would like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought of, yeah. Sort
beautiful.
Of more mindful.
Yeah, well, that particular little thing is something I've been, you know, messing around with for a little while, you know, a year or two, and it just always morphs into new things. You know, you come up with a little thing, and you can see if you can squeeze it in there, and it once it finally gets recorded, I guess then it will be it'll kind of end its.
Yeah,
it's growth. You
well,
know?
Until you play it again.
Yeah. Well, that could.
But
be
I mean,
too.
For example, was that what you just played for us now? Was that the first time you'd ever played it exactly like that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you never know what you know. The sections kind of come and go, and you know, you might double up on it or slow something down or whatever.
Sure.
Now. If people turn up to your Moondance Coffee House seminars, can they learn to play like that?
Oh yeah, well you know you can. Everybody can learn to play like this. It's easy.
If you practice
enough, go to the woodshed.
That's right.
Yeah, you got a woodshed.
You got a woodshed.
Tell folks what you're doing there, Gordon, because I think this is so cool. You do this every winter.
Yeah, every winter from January 1st or the first Tuesday in January till the last Tuesday in March, I give. Guitar workshops at Moondance Coffee House in Lutzen. They're from 5 to 7. And we've had a great turnout this year. We've got, there's four or five people that have been coming every time just about. And at least three people have been there every time. And so we're getting a nice little core group of people. And they're of a wide range of abilities. And that's the beauty of a workshop. It's not... There's something everybody can take away, because as a guitarist, I find I don't like to give guitar lessons at all, because generally I'm more prepared than the student. I spend more time, and after a couple of weeks of this, I'm just tired of it. I don't care how much he's paying me or she's paying me. If she doesn't, I spend a lot of time getting ready for these lessons And I know I spend more time than they do.
So the frustration is, unless you hit a student who's really, really into it, I suppose.
And I've had a couple of them.
Yeah.
But I find that really in the workshop, there is no commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be here every week, and it doesn't cost you any money. And it's just one of these things where I come in, and if there's there's four people there, there might be four people that came swing down to have a cup of coffee, and I'll play some music, and the people that bring their guitars, they'll just kind of hang out and watch, and if they have a question, they'll ask, and then, you know, it kind of slowly turns into more of a lesson-y type of thing after a few examples, maybe, of something I've thought about bringing into the group for the evening, and then a lot of times the people that have been coming regularly, towards the end of the evening, they'll say, can we go over that one tune you played 2 weeks ago? I've been playing it at home, and because I don't bring any tab in, I don't bring anything to give.
Mm-hmm.
That if people want to bring a recorder or their own notepad, that's fine. That's great. But I think the best way to learn how to play guitar is to watch somebody do it.
Hmm.
I mean, I know that when I'm hanging around with guitar players that are on a level higher than myself, I don't even want to have my guitar in my hand. I want to just watch them and go home and do it and take what I can from them. It's the best way to learn, because there's so much about it, about the instrument, that I find you need to be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, how to be relaxed and play. How do you can't get the sound, any tension, and you're done. You know, you need to, it has to be loosened. To be loose, you have to keep your arm in a certain, you know, I have to keep my arm in a certain place. Now, Phil Haywood might play a little differently. That's what's interesting to me, why you watch him, and it's his body is in a different position because that's what's comfortable for him. Mm-hmm. And you realize that all these things, they make all the difference. They're the little things that, you know, anybody can play an E chord, and it's, can you keep it swinging and all that kind of stuff. And, and there's no substitute for in-person visualization.
I need to do a little business here at 6 o'clock. You're listening to North Shore Community Radio, broadcasting at 90.7 FM WTIP Grand Marais, 90.1 FM WGPO Grand Portage, 89.1 FM WKEK Gunflint Lake, and on the web at WTIP.org. You're listening to The Roadhouse with Ann and Dick, and we're speaking with Gordon Thorne.
I don't think we've ever heard a 6 o'clock chime.
Very nice. You're hired, Gordon. So what about, you mentioned people might be having a cup of coffee and listening. Is it's okay come be an audience?
Quite a bit. Oh, it happens very regularly.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, and it's really, it seems that it's kind of fascinating to me that a lot of times they find it just as interesting as I'm explaining whatever I'm doing. They find the process very interesting to listen to.
Non-players, also. You mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
They have a good time there too.
Sure.
So, and some nights, I mean, this year it's been fairly well attended so far, even though it has been cold. And last year we had, you know, there would be a couple nights when there were no other guitar players came, but there were four or five people in there having a cup of coffee, and I would just play guitar for a couple hours. And, you know, so it's a win-win thing for me because I get to just practice. If nobody shows up, I'll just sit and practice and, you know, play tunes and that I've been working on. So
and that's what you do probably even when people do show up to some extent, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot, it's a great place for me to work through new material. So it's it's not purely altruistic, you know. There's something that I get from it too, and that's, you know, if I'm like working on, you know, I've been
shop right here, and I think you can go home and do that now.
I know I can't, but I really enjoy it.
We've been actually, that's one of the songs we've been throwing around at the workshop, because you can play that really simply or you can play it complicated, and it's Georgia, you know. It's got the Ray Charles you know, chords in there and stuff, and so you know, it's been really fun. We've had like I say I don't want to scare anybody off with a song like that. There are a couple of beginners that have been there every time. They don't know how to play guitar hardly at all. But they're being able to see something that, you know, gets them home, and they you can try to imitate by, you know.
Yeah, that's great. How about men versus women? Are there more men guitar
players? Always a good fight.
Okay, you know, good. You know, that's what I was hoping to hear. Yeah.
No, actually, it's been about it's more. There are more men, but there's been one woman that's been there almost every time, and she's just learning.
And you're doing this through March?
Through March, yeah.
Tuesdays,
yep.
Cool. I might go spectate.
Oh yeah, it's fun, you know. And some nights, like I say, it's you never know what's going to happen there. So it's a lot of fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
Great. And you've got something else real big coming up this spring.
This spring is the in the same venue. It moves what I do just up another notch, and that is the Fingerstyle Masters Weekend. And that is really where this year's players are two of the best. Mm-hmm. You know, Phil Haywood, who a lot of people around here know, and who's a national fingerstyle champion in himself, and then a guy from Chicago named Eric Lugosch, who is a phenomenal player and a great instructor. He's won the national fingerstyle championship two or three times. He's a great arranger of the American Songbook, and as well as a songwriter himself, and just a phenomenal guitar player. He's really unbelievably good. And I'd known about Eric for a long time. I've never met him, but Phil and I were doing a gig here at the ACA this November, late October, and we were eating breakfast the next day, and Phil got his annual phone call from Eric while we were eating breakfast. And I said, really? That's it? Lugosch is on the phone? Let me have the phone. And I said, what do you, because he was calling about a guitar thing that he had been invited to come up to Eau Claire in April, and it was asking Phil if he knew anything about it. And I said, if he's coming up here in April, we're going to get him up here. And so I booked him basically back in October, and it's great.
Wonderful.
He's going to be, he's a mind-blowing guitar player.
For people who aren't familiar with it, Gordon, explain a little bit about what the weekend is like.
Basically, it's a one-day deal. I mean, you can, there are people from out of town usually come on Friday night, and we usually play in the bar and kind of mess around informally on Friday night. But Saturday comes, and in the past, I've given a workshop, and then the other presenters give workshops also. But this year, I'm just dropping out. I'm just going to run it, and Phil is going to give a workshop in the morning. Eric's going to give one in the afternoon. Then they're going to give a little tease of the concert and do a combined workshop on how they might arrange for two guitars. Should be very, even if you're not a guitar player, it's going to just really be fun if you're interested in watching, seeing how something gets put together. It's by a couple of masters.
Yeah.
And this is Lutzen Resort.
It's at Bluefin.
Or Bluefin.
Yeah, it's at Bluefin. Yeah, sorry. And then in the evening at 7:30, there'll be a concert that you don't have to go to the workshop. It's a whole separate deal. There's, you know, tickets for the concert will be available around here. And that's from 7:30 to about 10.
Is this the fourth one?
The fourth one.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've had some great players come up, you know. I mean, it's really been a treat. And last year, I made friends with the guy that came up, Jim Olschmidt. He and I have become great friends, and we've played, I don't know, six or eight concerts together now. And he's a super player and great guy, and he comes up here on occasion and plays with me now. And it's just a great way to meet new people and bring some talent to the area that, you know, it's hard to bring that kind of thing up here because, you know, it's not for everybody. You got to find a way to you got to build it up so that the artists can make enough money to make it worth their time. Mm-hmm. So it's important that the workshops help to, you know, to bring in some extra cash and, mm-hmm. and, you know, usually I have to, you know, I give the money to WTIP. So all the profits
go to the
radio station here. So anyway, there'll be a lot more about that in the future coming up, but I'm glad I got a chance to give a quick heads up on it to
right.
anybody that might be interested.
Get it on your calendar.
Yeah,
now.
Get it on your calendar. I mean, April 12th, it's going to be a great show.
Good.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, can we ask you to play some more, Gordon?
Sure, sure. Let's see. I'll sing one.
Okay.
I'll sing a little country song. Got in a little trouble at the county seat. Put me in the jailhouse for loafing on the street. The judge, he read the verdict, was a guilty man. $45 or 30 days in the can. And that'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. You can have your choice. Now you're 21. No money down, got no credit plan. No time to chase you, I'm a busy man. Found a telephone number on a laundry slip. Had a good-hearted jailer, ooh, Lord, with a six-gun hip. Saw God, let me call long distance. Said, number, please. Before I gave her my number, Lord, she shouted back at me. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. Not part, not half, the entire sum. No money down, got no credit plan. Little bird tells me, oh, you a traveling man. In the jailhouse, 3 days on the road. I was feeling mighty hungry, oh, my feet a heavy load. Saw a greyhound coming, stuck out my thumb. Before I grabbed my seat, the driver grabbed my arm and said, that's cash on the barrelhead, son. This old gray dog was meant to run. But the engine won't whine, Lord, and the wheels won't roll. I need cash on the barrel head, take it down the road. Yeah, that'll be cash on the barrel head, son. Ah, not part, not half, the entire sum. No money down, got no credit plan. No time to chase you, I'm a busy man. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. This old gray dog meant to run. But the engine won't whine, Lord, and the wheel won't run. Give me cash on the barrelhead, take it down the road. Give me cash on the barrelhead, take it down the road. Oh, cash on the barrelhead, take it down the road.
Oh, yeah, the AJ age-old problem, not enough cash.
Yeah.
Gordon Thorne here on WTIP. Very nice.
Thank you.
Sounds like the best option for that guy is to go back into jail.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, some people like it there better.
Now, what's the origin of that song?
That's a Louvin Brothers tune. They were two brothers from down south someplace. I'm not exactly sure where. Probably, Mississippi somewhere in the deep, in Louisiana, possibly. Georgia, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some place where you still get put in jail for
loafing on the street.
Loafing on the street.
And that song was they were a couple of brothers that did a lot of gospel singing, and they had a unique harmony, which the Everly Brothers actually fashioned a lot of their harmonies after the Louvin Brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, and that song was originally released in the late 40s, I would imagine.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
Well, shoot, Gordon, the time always goes so fast when you're here.
But wall,
before we let you go, tell us about where you're playing tonight and with whom.
I'll be at Cascade Lodge in the pub at Cascade Lodge with the piano wizard Al Oikri joining me. And so I just get to sit and listen to Al with everybody else because the guy is unbelievably great, and we always have fun when we play together. We never know what's going to happen next, and so if you like that kind of stuff, come on down and grab yourself a beverage, and like I always say, come early and stay late.
Well, thank you so much.
You're
for fitting us in before your gig tonight.
My pleasure.
Always fun to see you.
Yeah,
and I'm sure we'll talk to you again before the April.
Yeah, well, maybe deal. I'll see you maybe you'll come down and have a beer on your way home.
Maybe I will. You never know.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gordon,
thanks for the tunes.
You bet.
Yes.